is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. So, we hadn't even mentioned this. It looks like Austin Rivers is opting out, going to opt out. That's what the word on the street is from the kids, is that Austin Rivers will be opting out. Probably to play with his dad, play for his dad again.
Well, the guy who took a chance on him or believed in him is the new president of basketball operations
right
there. And we remember last year when Austin Rivers took what people reported as a below market value deal to remain with the Rockets. People thought, well, now that they have his bird rights, whatever it was, they're going to hook him up. Well, the GM who would have allegedly hooked you up ain't around anymore. So maybe he doesn't have that guarantee anymore that he was going to get a bigger deal here. I can see it. It makes sense. The Sixers have an issue with guys who can create off the dribble. They don't have those types. Ben Simmons is that guy. He can get guys open shots, but he may be one of a few. Maybe one. I mean, Tobias Harris is more of a pull-up open jump shooter. And Josh Richardson doesn't create off the dribble. They need a guy who can break a guy down one-on-one, particularly as your backup guard, unless they want to run Neto out there or Shake Milton. And there's some familiarity with Austin Rivers.
Yeah, plus playing with your dad. I mean, and the thought is one NBA GM said, yeah, it'll keep Doc off the golf course.
That's encouraging for the Sixers.
Right. Instead of playing golf, he'll be at practice because his son is there.
What an endorsement.
That is a ringing endorsement for the head coach. But, you know, that was just one person saying that. It's one person that doesn't know anything. It looks like Jeff Hornacek is set to join the Houston Rockets as an assistant coach, which is good.
Yeah, he was part of that initial report of the dream scenario of hiring Steven Silas and bringing on Nate McMillan, who decided to take the Atlanta assistant job. And Jeff Hornacek was mentioned in that tweet. So you'll have Lucas and Hornacek as your name assistants, and I imagine they still have to fill out that staff with other guys. But bringing two former head coaches on staff helps. And if Steven Silas is your offensive guy, I don't know if Jeff Hornacek is considered a defensive guy, but I wonder how they'll fill that role, because apparently that was going to go to Nate McMillan. He was your guy to build the defense.
Well, former player development coach Irv Roland is open to a potential return to Houston, according to Ben DeBose, he said it on his Twitter account, and Ben DeBose wrote it. Okay. I don't know how that'll help. I mean, maybe the guys like him. That's a positive if the guys like him. Brian Windhorst says that the Rockets should spend into luxury tax to convince James Harden. Convince James Harden of what?
Yeah. Is he going someplace?
What is his name? It's not Raphael Stone. It's Rafael.
Apparently.
Rafael
Stone, yes.
Financially, that luxury tax is a place the Rockets haven't been since owner Tillman Fertitta took over. Regarding Harden, here's what Windhorst said. I think the interesting part about this interview that Stone was very clear about spending into the luxury tax, that he was going to have the ability to spend mid-level exception. That's an important message, not just for the Rockets fans. It's an important message for James Harden, because the person he's really got to sell on the short-term future of this team is Harden. He's seen a lot of change. The Rockets have a good roster, but the roster is thin. More support. They've used draft picks to offload salary the last 2 years. I'm willing to believe Tillman Fertitta, the owner, and Raphael Stone, the GM, that they are going to spend to add to this roster, but I'll wait and see, and I'm probably not the only one who's going to be watching.
It is interesting. We haven't really even broached the subject of the Rockets not going all out to win being something that James would not only notice but have a problem with and say, what are you guys doing here? You're going to waste my prime? If you're going to do this, get me out of here. That's not even something that's we've talked about, that James would make it known that if you don't spin, I'm going to need you to trade me. Because What is that? Is that just our wrong view of him? That if they did show him they weren't willing, that he would want to get out and go someplace where he could win?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know how James views it. How do you view? I know that. Well, they haven't gone out and picked up any. What they did was they spent it on the stars. Spent it on Russ,
and they
spent it on Chris Paul. I mean, he's not afraid. He wasn't afraid to give Paul the max super max deal.
No,
and he wasn't afraid to bring Russ in.
Wasn't afraid
and give up all those draft picks
wasn't
to win.
Afraid
now
to extend Gordon, which he might
extend Gordon
probably should have been afraid to.
Right, but he was told this is how you. This is what we need to do. Well, okay. Mm-hmm. They made the promise to Chris Paul. He didn't want to give him the Supermax deal, but he did because he was told, you know what, we promised it to him, so now we got to do it. And that's how it works. And he was like, okay, I'll give $40 million. What? Okay. That sounds like okay to me. Now, as far as people think, he's chintzy, he's cheap. His roster, his starting five costs $120 million. Out of $125 million salary cap.
And a reasonable person will look at that team and say, they don't have a chance to win a title, so why should Tillman pour in more money when he's poured in quite a bit and they're not a championship-level team?
Well, and how far above the salary cap are you going to go?
Yeah.
What do you want here?
What move can Tillman Fertitta make under the rules then to make this a championship contender?
Well, it'd be free agent signings.
Well, they don't have any money. So I'm saying, what mid-level guy is going to turn this team into a championship contender? Because if you're Tillman, you go, yeah, I'm willing to spend. If you can convince me that that particular signing, along with the guys I'm already paying, is going to make us a title team.
Right. Well, not only that, once you're over the cap, you can't just pick up free agents and go, I'm going to keep on spending.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You got to be under the cap to get...
Well, that's what I'm saying. He has to use a mid-level exception. He can't just go out and just sign another player who would elevate them. So he has to, that's why I said under the rules, under the current salary cap rules, which means the mid-level, that's where you get your best player that the Rockets are limited to. Who's the guy who's going to turn him into a title team? So how do you convince him that paying that guy is going to make the difference? A mid-level guy.
Yeah. I mean, is James giving you any, you know, well, you better do this for James.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. We haven't even broached the subject of a Rockets pulling back on spending would make James want to get out of here. Do we believe he is the type to say, look, guys, I got a couple years left of being this good. If you don't want to spend, let me know and trade me.
Well, and the next question is, would that be such a horrible thing?
Well, that is the question.
Well, once it's known that James wants out, then you're in trouble. Then you can't get what you need.
That's true, but there will be compete. There will be multiple people competing for him, and you would get a nice package. Now, there's no one out there, unless the Bucks say, well, Giannis tells us he won't sign here. So it'd be funny if those two actually did get traded for each other. But you're not going to get equal value. You're just going to have to make do because James is a top 3-4 player in the league. You're not going to get equal value unless it becomes a deal, like I said, where the Bucks are like, we're not keeping Giannis. We have James under contract for a couple of years. Let's make the deal. That's the only way you're going to get equal value. And yeah. I don't see that happening.
No, that ain't happening. No. Giannis said he's staying, right?
No. He has not said that.
No, you're right.
So the Bucks will have to try to convince him this offseason by signing a guy for a lot of money and making a run. And hopefully that's enough to keep Giannis in Milwaukee.
Tillman is cheap. Just ask the front office how much they make. Dude, you would be shocked. Forget this, the Rockets front. You would be shocked at the difference at how cheap owners are with behind-the-scenes people. Every owner. I don't care how much money they have. They are cheap behind the scenes because they choke on what the players make. All of them. And there's only one place you can cut costs, and that's behind the scenes. So how Tillman runs the front office isn't any different. I'm telling you, I heard the same complaints. I've heard the same complaints out of every organization.
I was just thinking as you were talking about some owners where they have a very marketable star. They can sell jerseys, advertising. Like James is marketable despite what some of our opinions of him. He's popular. You can sell jerseys. You can sell Harden jerseys to anyone and everyone. But if you have like Andre Drummond, if you're like the Cavs, you're paying Andre Drummond. If you're Dan Gilbert, I would choke on it too. Yep. I got to pay this guy and I can't even market him. I got to pay this guy $28 million this year. And who's going to buy an Andre Drummond jersey?
Well, I mean, it's not only, it's all of, I mean, well, every,
I understand,
every guy.
But you can make money off.
Right, off some.
Because some of them have the appeal where that ups the value of your franchise. But other places, like if you're Michael Jordan, I don't know if he's the majority owner. I don't think he's paying the bills, but he's part of that. He's certainly part of the ownership group. I got a Terry Rozier. I'm paying that guy. If I'm the owner who's cutting that check, Terry Rozier ain't bringing people to the building. I ain't selling Terry Rozier jerseys.
Zero.
And I got to pay him all that. Yep. I'd be upset too. And, yep. And my team sucks too.
All right, 1013 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. If you want anything you want to talk about, you can come on.
Well, hello.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here, and wait until you hear what my friends over at Bespoke Post are up to. Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal box of awesome collection for guys that are guaranteed to upgrade your life. They send guys the very best stuff every month, whether it's gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers or cozy threads, or maybe you just want some clothing for when the temperature dips. No matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered, from style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, and even outdoor gear. To get started, go to boxofawesome.com and take the quiz. Your answers will help them pick the right box of awesome just for you. And they release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Each box costs just $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BENCH at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, code BENCH, for 20% off your first box.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
Do you follow Rex Chapman?
I don't have to. Enough people retweet him that I see all that stuff.
Did you see the 21-year-old that has Down syndrome?
No, I didn't see that.
He just became the first ever athlete with Down syndrome to complete an Ironman triathlon. And I guess he had somebody run with him, and he gave him big. You can't watch. Well, you don't have a heart, so it doesn't matter. Yeah, I mean,
what, did you tear up, John?
Yeah, you tear up.
Okay.
Well, I do. I mean, when someone does something like that, I'm not here for this. I'm not here for this content.
You're here for the jokes.
I'm here for the jokes. That's what I'm here.
Like a offensive lineman having a video edited where it looks like he's humping a defender 18 times.
Except the guy behind him.
It's moving back and
walking
forth.
Back and forth.
Yeah, so
yeah.
You can see that it's edited, but still, nice try by that person.
Yeah. So then he put out one with Prima Ballerina Marta C. Gonzalez. She's older. She suffers from Alzheimer's, and she listens to Swan Lake, and it all comes back to her. What a ballerina she was. And
I'm gonna need Rex to do more blocker charge stuff.
Yeah, blocker charge is much better, Rex.
Stop trying to get me in my feels.
Yeah, I mean, can we stop this,
John? Take heart that your kids are too old for this, probably. Who knows? But the new Xbox came out maybe a couple years ago. You might have been making that purchase for $500. The Xbox Series X is out. PS5's coming out soon, too. But just think about it. Kids are older. You may be paying for some stuff still, but not the $500 Xbox purchase. You don't have to make that anymore.
Well, that's the best. I was thinking, because when we're setting up a TV room at the house, at the new house, and I was thinking of, do I need a game? I don't think so. I don't have any kids coming over, and I ain't playing them.
You don't need a gaming system anymore.
No.
Some people use it because it doubles as like their
TV,
their entertainment console, and like you have all your smart apps on it. Like if you have a smart TV, some of those apps are ingrained to the TV. If not, you can use that gaming console for your HBO Max, for your Apple TV. You can have all that stuff ingrained there and get it done. But if you have a smart TV, you don't need it. You want to play Madden 21, John? Is that what you're looking for?
Nah, I'm not doing that.
Okay.
No, I'm not doing that. Apparently, the Texans are interested in a couple of Seahawks underlings, John Schneider underlings. The Schneider's two top assistants, Scott Fitterer and Trent Kirshner, have already received interest from the Houston Texans. Former director of player. So Ed Dodds was hired by the Colts. He worked for Seattle. And Dan Morgan, is that the linebacker?
I don't know if he's...
Director of Pro Personnel, Dan Morgan, hired away by the Bills. Anyway, so the Texans have... I wouldn't mind going to the... I mean, there's a few places I would like to go to. You know what I'm saying? I don't want the Jets. I don't want someone that works in the Jets front office.
You know how the Texans have an affinity for signing Browns defensive backs,
right,
who couldn't play there? Yeah,
Jags defensive backs?
Yeah, that too. Yeah, to answer your question, it is Dan Morgan, the former linebacker.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's up.
So, yeah, I go to Seattle.
Yes.
If you want to find a pro personnel guy, if you want to find somebody in the front office, go to Seattle.
And if they turn you down, go to Baltimore.
Go to Baltimore.
Yeah.
Yeah, those people are good at their jobs.
Pick successful teams that aren't the Patriots, because you haven't had that great of success.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you this. I've been hearing stuff. I don't think it's going to be long before Joe Brady's a head coach.
You think what he's done already is enough? You think it'll be a year?
Look at LaFleur, look at McVay, young head coaches now. So my buddy brought up Don Shula was 30 when he got his first head coaching job. Okay,
mm-hmm.
What's the problem?
Sean McVay spent how many years in the league? He was an assistant for the Bucs in 08. Then he went to whoever the Florida Tuskers are. Redskins assistant for six seasons or so. So he about seven seasons in the NFL before he got a job.
Well, don't forget Joe Brady was with the Saints.
Yeah, I was trying to think what he. I forgot what his official title was at the time. McVay was the nebulous offensive assistant, whatever that means, tight ends coach, and then OC for the Redskins, and he got the Rams job. Brady, a year in, as an OC? I know he had the time with the Saints.
And you got to take into account his LSU year.
Which was a year as well.
Right.
So, how old is he?
Well, here's the thing is, you can't hire him away as an OC, so...
Be a head coach.
He's got to be a head coach. I'm not sure he's ready for all of that, but did you think? I mean, I looked at LaFleur and went, "Come on, really, McVay? Really?"
Well, McVay.
Who was it? Was it Brian Billick when they hired McVay? What are they doing, hiring their buddy over there? Is he going to be buddies with the players? He's the same age. He's got players that are older than him. That's a terrible hire. How'd that work out for the Rams?
It might have been. It might have been him. I forgot.
I think it was Billick said that.
I'll look it up. But he was 31 when he got hired, and Joe Brady's 31 right now.
Yeah.
Now McVay had more years in the NFL as a coordinator for 3 years. Brady's had one, but I guess it's not out of the realm of possibility. I wonder, is Brady the leader of men that people look for?
Well, that's the question. And I want to know: are you a CEO, or are you a soldier? Right, I mean, there's a big difference.
Yeah,
like Vrabel was not a good coordinator.
No,
and I'm telling you, I think Anthony Weaver is going to be a head coach. He's not a good coordinator. He has not been a good coordinator so far. No. He hadn't done a great job, but I think he's a leader of men, and I think the guys really like him, and I think he's got that CEO quality. He went to Notre Dame. You know, those kids are smart.
I mean, I'm glad that he's overcome that to be successful.
Those kids are the smart kids. You know that, right?
I thought not the kids who ran on the field during the COVID pandemic. They weren't the smart kids.
Well, not those so much. Well, I think, you know what? Maybe they are the smartest.
Well, then that says...
Maybe they just don't care. Or maybe they have herd mentality. You don't know.
Well, any of those things doesn't make them sound smart.
Or maybe they were just, I don't give a rat's ass because we beat the number one team in the country.
Yeah, and it would be awesome, honestly, if they repeated history and then go lose to Boston College.
Just like they did.
And this time it's on the road at BC.
And Ian Book said, it was hard to get off the field. Unbelievable moment. I ran out there screaming and yelling. It was just a moment I'll never forget. When I saw them charge the field and Dabo was just, I mean, if you're the opposing coach, if you just lost for the first time in forever during a regular season and COVID is here and all of these kids are running with you and your players on the field, I got to tell you, I got to be. Did you see Pitt's coach?
Pat Narduzzi talking about Notre Dame?
Yeah.
Yeah, he said, look, if they want to actually be a full-time member, as opposed, because they're a member in basketball and other sports, but if they want to be a full-time member, that's great. But he's like, he pretty much said, I don't know why we're helping them out.
Right.
If they just want to be part-time and they needed a schedule, he goes, let them go play BYU. Why don't we let them do that?
You'd almost like to boycott them, he said. But if you want to play in the ACC, come play in the ACC. That's John Swofford's job to help out. That's John Swofford's job to help out there. But to me, it's either play or don't play. If you don't want to play, let's not give them five games. Let them go play BYU, whoever else they want to play. We shouldn't be giving them games. But they're talented, and we'd love to have them in the ACC for sure.
Yeah.
By the way, they're in the ACC.
He wants them in full time.
Yeah. All their sports, right.
Yeah. No, I mean, and he wants football to not just play your five or six games.
Right.
Be a full member, all right? Notre Dame?
They ain't doing that.
Don't be the hoe that you are by wearing the patch.
They ain't doing that.
Yeah, we know. I know they're not going to do it.
But that can't have sat well with all the other coaches. First of all, that they're in the league, like you said. How do you feel about them being in?
I don't care so much.
They weren't there, you'd have a better chance of being in the ACC championship.
I said it yesterday. Quiet as it's kept, Miami would be better off if Notre Dame played Clemson. Because you know what's better for Miami? Go 10-1 in the regular season. Go wind up in the Peach Bowl. And sell to recruits. Look what a great year we had, as opposed to being 10-1. Go to the ACC title game,
62-0,
and they get run out of the gym by 30.
Right?
Who's looking for that? No. Sell. It's better for them to be a top five team in bowl season, and then not have two stinking blowouts on their resume. Look, no Miami person's going to say it, but I'm going to say it for them. Notre Dame and Clemson rematch. Do it again.
Let's do it again.
Yeah, leave us out of it.
That's a good way to go about it. It's a defeatist way to go about it.
But it's if you know you're not ready for them, since we just saw them play Clemson, now it was a road game, rainy, but you got beat 42-17. They're not ready for the moment yet.
Let them
play. And we'll play Cincinnati in the Peach Bowl and see how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe get to 11 wins for the first time since 2002 or 3, whatever it was.
Does Joe Brady spike his hair in the front? If not, he can't be a head coach.
He does not do that. He's got the season cut almost.
Thoughts and prayers to billionaire owners everywhere during this difficult time. Stop.
Art.
Yeah, I'm just telling you, every owner is cheap, Art. Everyone. But does John Granato know how many Lord of the Rings games there are? I enjoy watching Johnny G slam silver bullets and crush orcs on Twitch. Who doesn't?
Yeah, you're on Twitch already. Why don't you make it a thing?
Well, I don't have the game thing.
Well, that you have to
buy it.
They're
talking about the game.
I know, you have to buy it.
I'm not doing all that.
You buy a gaming console, you can start making some money off of radio.
I'm just not doing that.
I know.
1027 ESPN 97.5. I know what I am doing. I'm talking about hoops, sporting goals, and equipment. Hoops, sporting goals, and equipment. That's where you get the best goal ever made, period, exclamation point. From the tempered glass backboard to the unbreakable rim to the stanchion that just won't rust to the installation second to none, and all the accessories as well. You want the light on top of the rim? Yes. Yes, you do. You can't staple this one to your garage, because you got to be able to lower and raise the hoop so that the kids can actually have fun. So you get the light that goes on top of the rim, on top of the backboard, and the kids can play out there all night. and they can stencil the driveway. They can name the court and put it on the stanchion. They can put, how about a net that blocked the ball from going in the street off the driveway? All these things. And it happens every day at ProDunkHoops.com. Go to the website, see for yourself. It is. It's awesome. You see all the kids dunking, and that's all they want to do, Dad. They want you to lower the goal so that they can actually have some fun. So if you're looking for that goal as opposed to one that you staple to the garage and the kids don't even use it, ProDunkHoops.com. That's ProDunkHoops.com.
This is Heisman Trophy winner and College Football Hall of Fame, Mike Rozier, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, 10:31 ESPN 97.5. Texans have had to make some moves. Brandon Scarlett goes on injured reserve. They claim defensive end Nate Orchard off of waivers. You're going to see now a lot of guys. When I saw 52 out there on Sunday, I was like, oh, heeding our advice. Jonathan Greenard gets on the field. All right. And then he gets stiffed on by Jake Luton. And he puts a spin move on Keon Crossan and scores. I thought, maybe this idea of playing guys, that's not the best idea.
Said, yeah, let's play all the young guys. See what happens.
All the guys that don't get to play.
Well, they don't get to play for a reason.
Yeah.
That's one of those things where fans are always talking about how the coaches don't know what they're doing. And in some cases, you could be right. But in other cases, no, they know that that player isn't capable. And maybe they just made a bad decision drafting him. And they don't want you to see it in full view of everyone. It wasn't a great look.
Yeah. They did put Davin Bellamy on the practice squad injured list. Bellamy, every time I hear the name, what's he famous for, Del?
Davin Bellamy?
Yeah.
I don't know.
After the Georgia-Oklahoma playoff game, he was screaming.
At Baker.
At Baker.
Yeah.
Humble yourself.
Humble yourself.
Humble yourself.
Yeah.
That now, he did say it. He said, if you don't, God will, which is true, that you should be humble.
Yeah,
but I thought immediately in that situation... Not a great look, Devin. This dude played his ass off.
Yeah, he put up how many points on your
Heisman Trophy winner.
How many points did you put up on your team, Devin?
Yeah.
Talk about humble yourself.
Yeah.
He doesn't play cornerback. It's not his fault.
I thought it was a bad look for him.
Yeah. I mean, Baker lit your defense up.
Uh-huh.
And in fact, the only reason they probably lose that game is because Lincoln Riley took the ball out of his hands a couple of times on big situations in that fourth quarter. I'm like,
that was a hell of a game.
It was really good. It's the best semi. It's the only good. Well, actually, Ohio State Clemson was good this year too. But as far as semifinal games in the CFP,
they've been crap,
except for the two we just mentioned.
Yeah. Wasn't there another one? One more good one?
I'm trying to think. I don't think so.
The Ohio State
Ohio State Alabama into the first one, 2014. That was good.
That was a good game.
Yeah.
Yep. Romeo Crennel has likened Deshaun Watson to a guy named Dan Marino, who was a pretty good quarterback. And they say that he didn't win the way he wanted to win. But it takes more than one guy. That's what I tell these guys all the time. One guy cannot be the team. Deshaun, as good as he is for us, he cannot be the team. Takes all the guys on the team and on the other side of the ball as well.
Dan Marino just sitting here being a pseudo exec for the Dolphins. What, you got to bring up me not winning enough?
What?
Romeo, I'm just sitting here.
And oh, by the way, Deshaun got a little ways to go.
Yeah. Hey, yeah. I made a Super Bowl my second year. All right.
How about Jay Will this morning asked Jeff Saturday? He said, some people are saying that Patrick Mahomes is the GOAT.
Who's saying that?
Who
was saying
Jay
that?
Jay Will. Don't ever say that again.
No one is saying that.
I mean, he was like, really? 3 years in? I mean.
He's off to a really good start.
Great start.
But no one
Maybe is, the greatest start ever.
But no one is calling him the GOAT. Like, put together a couple more, and then the conversation starts. But no one, that's fake. That's fake. No one's saying that. Mm-hmm. At least no one that really, not that we, any of us matter, but no one who you should respect is saying that.
Alan thinks you're a loser.
That's fine.
I'll say it for you. Miami blows. To be the best, play the best.
We're not the best.
You're scared.
We're not the best. Who, is
Don't
he,
be scared.
Who's he a fan of again?
He's a Florida State fan.
Yeah, I would say after 52-10, you keep your mouth shut, Alan.
Whoa, he just said keep your mouth shut, Alan.
It's four in a row, and you got shut out at home by Pitt. Stop talking. Please.
Whoa. Yeah, I mean, let's not forget 25 years of top five, though.
But what's going on now? Why are we talking about 25 years of top five? What's going on right now? They suck. And by the way, it's only about being realistic. I know Miami fans know what would happen in a game against Clemson. Sorry, I'm being realistic. You might look, Alan. There are people who root for your team who hope for COVID.
He said, "I'm a Buckeye fan."
No, you're not.
No, you're not,
Alan. There are people who root for your team who are hoping for COVID on your team, so you don't have to play Clemson this year because they know what's going to happen. Hmm. Stop it.
He says, Nate Orchard, another, how about this? Another former Brown. Here's a problem. Romeo Crennel, Duke Johnson, Darren Fells, Roderick Johnson, Philip Gaines, all former Browns.
Seems like a wrong place to mine talent from.
It really is. Why are we going there? Didn't we get, and these we got we got Gibson from the Jags.
But didn't he play for the Browns?
But he played for the Browns before that, didn't he?
I think so.
I mean, what? I mean, why are you doing that? I mean, don't get coaches from the Patriots. Get players. Get players from the Ravens.
Yeah, Tayshaun Gibson started his career with the Browns.
Yeah. What the? Don't get players from the Browns.
Don't get play. Look, they did the double dip. A player from the Browns and a DB from the Jags, all in one with Tayshaun Gibson. Mm-hmm. See how that worked out.
He just called you a BS.
I don't
care.
Team's
BS. Scared to play good teams.
I ain't scared. I'm just
scared. Sounds like you're scared to
me. Alan, you lost to my team 52-10. I don't want to hear from you. It's four in a row. Yeah, you know what? What would I rather have? Sitting home on championship weekend at 10-1, just waiting for your bowl spot, or watching the team get their ass kicked by 30 by Clemson? I know
30,
the result.
I think it'd be worse than that. Huh?
Yeah. Oh, no, they wouldn't. It was.
Oh yeah,
it was by 25 in Clemson. Why would it be worse?
Be worse.
Why?
In a championship, it'd be worse.
Why?
It'd be worse.
It wouldn't be worse.
We haven't talked about this. Tony La Russa apparently got a DUI from
care?
A February arrest, and it was the day before he was. Well, no, this wasn't the day before. He's going to be named the White Sox manager, I guess.
He got
officially.
Didn't he get charged? Was
he? He got charged. He got charged yesterday, but it was actually from an event where he left his car running after he ran into a curb in February.
Don't you just think he's
leaving it smoking?
I think he's being targeted.
You think he's Laramie Tunsil?
Yeah, he's been targeted. It's not fair, right? And he's we're gonna blame people for drinking now.
Well, here's the deal: he's 76. You know what? His Shiva getter's broke.
Well, he probably shouldn't have a job where he's going to have to care about stuff then.
Shouldn't drive drunk.
There are a lot of things going on
There's stuff going on there.
When reached by ESPN on Monday night, Larusa said, "I have nothing to say," and he hung up the phone. Well, I imagine you don't have anything to say. What are you going to say?
I accept full responsibility for my conduct. Assure everyone that I have learned a valuable lesson. This was in 2007.
Yeah.
Never occur again.
Well, that's not true.
Yeah, he apparently fell asleep in his car when he was the Cardinals manager, and he got a DUI, and now he's been charged with another one.
Uh-huh. Information from the Maricopa County Justice Court, we've been mentioning Maricopa quite a bit today,
mm-hmm.
shows that the case was filed on October 28th, one day before La Russa was officially hired by the White Sox.
Ah, that's where the one day before comes. Mm-hmm. Well, how come it's just coming out now?
Who would know to dig
up? Who's asleep at the wheel in Maricopa County?
Who would know to dig up Tony La Russa arrest records? I'm sure someone just decided
shot. You got news departments that just follow all the arrests. They fell asleep at the wheel.
But when the arrest happened, it was when he was out of sight. So I don't know if you go back and, look at this. I don't know. I don't know how it works.
I don't know. Well, no, he's Tony La Russa, so that name should have. Of course, it might have been somebody on the desk that doesn't know who the hell Tony La Russa is.
Yeah, it's
an Italian.
But he hasn't been a prominent member in...
That should have been a red flag.
What?
An Italian did something wrong? Stop.
You know, there's been an entire movie industry.
Allegedly.
There's been an entire industry of movies based on things Italian people have done wrong. You know that, right?
Alan's
He's still talking?
Alan's La Russa fell asleep looking at peach bowl matchups in his car.
Alan, you're not even going to make a bowl game. Why are you talking?
Looking at peach bowl matchups.
Oh, we could be looking at. We could be looking at.
It was kind of funny. No, it was a little bit.
Well, fine.
A little bit. It Alan, made me laugh a little bit.
Alan, what bowl matches will we be looking at regarding your team?
A little bit. It was funny.
Well, you don't root for a team, so I can't take your opinion seriously. But Alan, on the other hand.
Peach bowl matchup. Oh, I don't root for a team?
No, you okay. don't. You root for like eight of them, so it doesn't really count.
All my teams count.
You're not talking about LSU very much this year.
All right. Watch the Cougs, what they're going to do.
Yeah, that was
they're
great.
Kick some ass this week.
Against who?
South Florida, the great South Florida team. Mm,
good luck with that one.
Okay. Ever heard of them?
By the way, South Florida almost beat Memphis, so the Cougs better be awake.
They better be awake. They had better be awake. And Tom Izzo tested positive for COVID.
Mm-hmm. So did Sam Pittman from Arkansas, the head coach there.
He did?
Yeah, he won't be available this Saturday.
Yikes. Yeah, this is a Sam Pittman tested. Multiple A&M,
LSU,
Mississippi
State, Auburn.
Is there a chance we don't have we don't finish this college football season?
I don't think so. I do think we're going to see some rearranging of schedules, and I do think we're going to have conference games. We're already seen the Big Ten, but we're going to have conference games not played. We're going to see that the Pac-12, even excusing the leagues who didn't give them any leeway. You're going to see an SEC games not play. We're going to see the first one. If this Alabama LSU game doesn't get off, they don't have a spot to make it up.
Yeah. And well, oh well.
Yeah.
Oh well. I'm pretty sure Alabama's going to be undefeated. Really doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. I'm sure they would like to put it on LSU because of what happened last year.
Yep.
But if they don't get the opportunity, so be it.
Right. All right. News of the Weird coming your way next right here. On ESPN 97.5. Don't go anywhere.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
Well, here's something I didn't think I'd see. A Minnesota deer hunter killed a 3-foot gator in Minnesota. Are there any gators in Minnesota?
Didn't we have this last week where some animal was in the wrong part
of
the world?
Yeah, but not this one. What the hell? Why is an alligator in Minnesota?
Was it a pet? Was it at a zoo and it got out? Those are the
only explanations. Did an LSU fan bring it?
No, unless unless there was a finger in the alligator's booty, then it wasn't an LSU fan.
That doesn't seem like that's where he should be. I don't know.
I don't know how that alligator would have survived the winter in Minnesota.
Are you worried about the gun industry? Apparently, stocks are tumbling after upbeat vaccine news.
That's a shame.
And lack of civil unrest.
What was the gun industry hoping for? Trump victory, so the alleged riots in the street would have occurred?
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, keeping your gun, a president, that's not going to take away your right?
I know Biden has an issue with assault rifles, but I'm not sure if you are a person who owns other guns, you'll have those guns taken away. I think you'll be okay.
Mm-hmm. Remember the Florida woman? I don't know if you remember her. And actually, I don't know what's wrong with her. She's 38 years old. I mean, she's not terrible.
Always the thing with you?
Yeah.
Do they have to be attractive?
Well, are they or not? Because there's stuff I don't want to see. But remember last week, it was a couple of weeks ago. She was pleasuring herself right outside of a 7-Eleven. Remember?
Uh-huh.
She was right at the 7-Eleven front door, and she was pleasuring herself. Well, now she's been caught at Popeyes.
Pleasuring herself?
Yeah, near a dumpster outside the chicken place.
Do we have any questions about her mental stability, that this is something she decides to do?
I think there might be that might be in play. But here's the thing. Does it make you want a Popeye's chicken sandwich anymore?
No, it doesn't make me want it anymore. Because the likelihood of me running into this woman, very low, and I still have to eat that sandwich. So no, it doesn't.
Huh. All right. I'm just asking. I know that you're opposed to their chicken sandwich.
I'm clearly opposed.
I know.
With your Chipotle.
A 26-year-old UK woman, apparently she got an order of fleshlights because Alexa heard it on the Borat movie and ordered it for her.
Did Borat order fleshlights, or did he just say fleshlight in the movie? That's a leap for Alexa if all she heard was a fleshlight joke.
She went off. When she went off on the news, it had happened and came to my check, I was in stitches. Then, wait a minute. I need to cancel this as quickly as I can before they actually come in. Yeah, Alexa just said, that okay, I'll order that for you.
She goes, no, Alexa, what do I need it for?
What the, I don't need a fleshlight.
No, that's not for the wrong. Different anatomy. Stop it.
No. So come on, Alexa.
You gotta think better than this,
Alexa.
Don't be a dumb dumb.
So apparently in Thailand, Bangkok, a thief robbed a jewelry store. He was caught. Actually, cops were waiting at his house. Why do you think they were waiting at his house?
Did he leave his ID?
That's exactly the case.
Why would you take it with you?
Why is that on you?
Are you afraid you're going to get pulled over on the way to the robbery? Why do you have your ID on you? Makes no sense to have any identifying factors.
None.
Just leave it at home.
Bad
criminal.
Bad crook. Red Lobster releases limited edition holiday gift. Boxes filled with Cheddar Bay biscuits.
Ooh,
are you in?
Those are good.
Are they?
Cheddar Bay biscuits. I don't know if they're not fresh, I don't know if they're good, but on the table when they bring them to you, those stand the test of time. I haven't been to Red Lobster in forever, but as a kid, the Cheddar Bay biscuit with the fried shrimp.
Yeah.
That was a move as a kid.
United Arab Emirates taking a step toward modernization. What do you think they decriminalized?
Women driving?
No, I think that's still illegal there.
Okay.
Alcohol and suicide.
What were they going to do to someone who completed the task of suicide? Were they going to
What's the punishment?
Do they charge the family with a crime?
I don't know. Maybe they're... I don't know.
If you're caught and you're not successful, then they charge you with the crime? That's the only thing I can think of. Attempted suicide. But actual suicide, whatever.
Yeah, too late.
Sorry.
What are you going to do?
Get me next time?
What are you going to do?
Yeah.
Kill me? Too late.
I already did that for you.
I hope this is spicy chicken, Del. Three men have been banned from Yellowstone. They were trying to cook chicken in a geyser. So they were hiking with cooking pots, and are you worried that it wasn't spicy chicken?
I worried it was unseasoned, because to be honest, this whole thing sounds like something a certain demographic would do. Do we have pictures of these guys?
I'm pretty sure they were white guys.
Yeah, I'm more worried about the lack of seasoning than anything else.
Yeah. That's more so than, well, it wouldn't be spicy if it didn't have seasoning, right? They could have just smeared some kind of spicy mayonnaise on it, right?
Which is trash. No, but it could be seasoned without being spicy. I just think these guys would have did a little pinch of salt and pepper. It would have been, the chicken would have been all gray and bland, and they were cooking it in a geyser. But I appreciate the ingenuity. Yellowstone, not so much.
Yeah. Man, they are really having problems up here. I don't know where Canberra. It seems like that's somewhere in England. I don't know. Could be Canada. No one knows, though.
I'll look it up.
A magistrate court. Apparently, neighbors were feuding. One took out a protection order against the other neighbor. So the other neighbor, in retaliation, got naked and smeared fake semen on his garage.
So... Where there are multiple questions. Where'd you get the fake semen?
Well, it was actually Vaseline mixed with oil.
And that gives you the look of fake semen, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So it stayed on the garage enough that the neighbor would have looked at it and go, oh, this dude smeared semen all over my garage door?
Yeah.
Huh. How much semen would he have had to produce?
I don't know. He does like to walk around naked, apparently.
Look, the neighbors and I have some issues. Not Granny, but the other neighbors, their dogs have been ripping down fences since I've been there. Like, their dogs are just a-holes. And they just...
Grannies?
No, the other neighbors. Oh. We have some grass in between that house and her house, so it doesn't affect it. But the other neighbors, it's just a wall of wood between us, and the dogs are always ripping it apart. You know what I'm not going to do? Put fake semen in the garage door to prove a point?
No. I mean,
I could, but I won't.
You could put hot mustard on the wood or something that the dogs would be...
And the dogs are loud. They bark at everything. You can open up a window and
they
bark.
You got that, neighbor?
The dogs bark at everything.
While you're watching college football?
Yeah. Like I'll react to something and I'll hear the dogs barking.
Oh, no.
The dogs are... Those dogs make me feel like you feel about dogs.
Yeah.
Like, eh.
I mean, what?
They're not worth
why
it.
Why do you have a barking dog?
Yeah.
Stop with the... That barks at everything? I'd have to... Oh, no.
And they cause destruction?
Yeah. I mean, I love this. Why?
And by the way,
it's a pain in the ass dog.
By the way, this isn't one pair of dogs. I've been there long enough that it's multiple dogs who all do the same thing. Like, the other dogs got old, so they replaced them, and the other dogs do the same thing.
No.
Bark at everything and destroy fences.
Oh, my. Well, they learned. They learned from the older dogs.
Apparently.
Right?
And these are the same neighbors who have teenage kids who drop the N-word when they play basketball.
Oh my!
So it's just magical.
What a great neighbor you got.
Living next to them.
So you're not gonna put any fake semen on.
No, that's not how. I'll just ignore them as much as I can.
Right. Right. Well, okay. Apparently, lockdown children have forgotten how to use a knife and fork. Okay. I don't care how long you have to be in your house without leaving. Your kids should still use a knife and fork.
So lockdown means everything's finger food now?
Apparently, we're just picking up everything now with our hands.
So it's all sandwiches and burgers?
Now, see, you don't know, but now I don't have to wash the forks and knives and then use the dishwasher soap, so I don't have to go buy more dishwasher soap. The kids eat with their hands. And probably just go rinse off. Probably don't use any soap anyway because they're kids.
Yeah.
I'm saving money. Yeah. But I'm going to spend it on the dishwashing soap and the bathroom soap.
Yeah, so you're not serving any vegetables, I guess, unless it's corn on the cob?
Well, they can eat it. No, you can pick up broccoli with your fingers.
What about corn?
Corn you can pick up with your fingers.
A scoopful of corn,
mashed
green
potatoes.
Green beans, you're just picking them
green
up.
Green beans,
carrots,
pick them up.
I guess.
One of the...
What kind of animals are you working with?
No, that's what I said. Tell your kids to use a knife. Lockdown kids still should use a knife and fork.
I mean,
that's our public service announcement here. On
what about cereal? No spoons are being used? Nothing? Just pouring it into
your mouth. Well, they didn't say spoons. They said knives and forks.
I mean, cut a sausage. Cut a pancake. You got to use a knife and fork.
Something. Parents, don't stop parenting. Okay, just because you want put the kid in front of the TV, but give him a knife and fork for his food.
Yeah, they're going to have to use it after lockdown at some point.
Yep. 10:56, we're done. Press box next. Don't go anywhere.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5.